Good morning. This is Steve Baker, sometimes known as your friendly neighborhood pragmatic constitutionalist. This is my new series. It's going to be called 5 in 10 with Steve Baker. And this is episode 1. And what that means is I'm going to hit 5 of the most important topics of the day every day and hopefully get it in about 10 minutes. All right, let's see how we do on round 1. Topic number 1 is obviously the Trump indictment. Regardless of where you come down on this indictment, there's one thing upon which no one of us can probably disagree. We are in unprecedented historical territory. Not only has a former president been indicted on 37 federal charges, this same former president is also the leading contender now against the current sitting president in the upcoming election. Some are saying that this is not an attack by Biden's DOJ against Trump, but rather that this was a grand jury of Trump's peers who issued these indictments. The fact is, a grand jury only indicts or not based on the information given to them by the FBI, the federal prosecutors, and their investigators. In this federal system, especially, any prosecutor can get an indictment by simply massaging the data. Some have said you can indict a banana in our current system right now. And that's just what you give to the grand jury. In other words, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. So is he guilty or innocent? I don't know. Everyone's pretty much divided upon either party or ideological loyalties. You're either MAGA or anti-MAGA. But I'm here to tell you, unless there is equality under the law, there is no liberty, period. And do you know what I mean by that? Well, let me just give you a for instance. This, what I'm about to read to you, comes from a January 2023 NPR report, not Fox News, NPR, in which they say, and I quote, "The FBI spent more than 12 hours searching President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware residence on Friday and found more classified documents. Some of the items date back to Biden's time as a senator, while others were from his time as vice president." So are we going to be equal justice or not? And need I bring up Biden's $5 million bribe acceptance? Do I bring up Hillary's in-home server containing classified electronic documents? There's either one standard or there's no standard at all. And that's regardless of who you are. President, former president, or protester on January 6th. But on the hilarious side of this national banana republic embarrassment, the case against Trump has been randomly assigned now to Judge Eileen M. Cannon. Now, this is a Trump appointee who had previously made several rulings favorable to Trump. So, obviously, the left is losing their collective minds at this appointment. Bottom line, even though I've never been a Trump supporter myself, and those who have followed me for years know that, I have been put into the position of having to defend him against these dishonest leftist attacks more times than I like. I mean, how many more times are we supposed to trust this FBI, this Department of Justice, and when they have proven themselves to lie over and over and over again about this guy, literally manufacturing entire events that never took place? The big question is, why is it that every single time they do this, bring actions against him, indict him, his polling lead gets bigger and bigger? It's a phenomenon. Issue number 2, the World Health Organization has announced that it will be adopting the European Union's digital COVID-19 vaccine passport system. You thought it was all over, didn't you? This vaccine passport system will not only be used for surveillance, tracking, and tracing of travel, but also for the monitoring of an individual's compliance with decisions and mandates made by the WHO. Independent journalist and researcher James Roguski called the report absolutely dystopian in its scope and its cleverness. The proposed treaty would be provisionally adopted by each of the nations who would become part to the document. The Conference of the Party, as it's called, would set up an absolutely independent bureaucracy that would be beyond parliamentary or congressional control. This transfer of power from we the people to unelected, unaccountable, and largely unknown and invisible members of the so-called Conference of the Parties is a very well disguised but direct attack on the sovereignty of nations. Like I said, and you thought this vaccine stuff was over? Well, need I remind you that Novak Djokovic, who just won his 23rd Grand Slam tennis title in France this weekend, he still can't travel to the United States to play in the U.S. Open tennis tournament. Additionally, WHO document is loaded with climate change warnings and initiatives, and I quote again from the document, "The climate crisis knows no borders. The wildfire smoke spreading from Canada to the U.S. demonstrates yet again the immediate danger exposure to air pollution poses to our health," regardless of whether they were arson set fires or not. Issue number 3, along the same lines, and I posted this just a couple of days ago on all my social media accounts, masks are now back at the White House. No kidding. After all the new data and evidence have confirmed that masks are basically worthless at stopping COVID and other airborne viruses, the Biden administration is still at it. But this time, it's a deliberate punishment and shaming action directed at the national championship teams from NCAA Division 1, 2, and 3 schools who have been invited to the White House just today. Unless those athletes are unvaccinated, they can move around freely and closely with one another completely unmasked. But if any of those athletes that are there and might be unvaccinated, they will be punished by a requirement to don the mask of subservience, scarlet letter, as it were, and then also be required to stay 6 feet from everyone else by means of social distancing. Now, social distancing, as you recall, is something that was completely unscientific, completely made-up concept that was literally pulled from a bureaucrat's ass during a previous bird flu or something. I'm serious. There was never any research to this whole 2 meter or 6 feet distancing. There were no studies whatsoever, not until after the COVID ridiculousness. And then those studies showed us that we would all have to stand about 23 to 27 feet on average from each other and not, you know, in order to not breathe each other's exhalations. But there's a kicker to that. That's not breathe each other's exhalations if we're wearing a mask. Remember all the stickers on the floor in front of the cash registers at every retail establishment? Remember the socially distanced nonsense when they pulled the tables apart or they divided us in restaurants and bar stools and that sort of thing? All of that was total bunk. I mean, every single thing that they forced on us during that regime was wrong or harmful. Number 4, Fox News has sent a cease and desist letter to Tucker Carlson after his 2 Twitter appearances drew a combined 169 million views. Obviously, this is a major embarrassment for Fox since their ratings have tanked since they sidelined Tucker. Interestingly, though, Tucker and Elon have no deal between Tucker's organization, himself, and Twitter. They're just simply making use of the available video uploading technology on Twitter for Tucker's personal social media account. Now, Fox is arguing that this is a contract violation, that he's broadcasting, that even though it's on his personal social media account and he's not getting paid for it, they're making that claim. Tucker's lawyer responded and said, "Tucker will not be silenced by anyone. He is a singularly important voice on matters of public interest in our country and will remain so." Now, Fox wants to keep Tucker off of all media until his contract expires at the end of 2024. But Carlson's executive producer tweeted just yesterday, this is what he said. He said, "The next episode of Tucker on Twitter is coming Tuesday." And he said it will be, and I quote, "Tucker's response to the indictment of President Donald Trump." So there we have it. He's going forward regardless of the cease and desist. I think this battle is not only interesting, I think it's incredible. First of all, Elon has said he intends to make Twitter the home for independent citizen journalism. Fox, well, they made Tucker independent. With no strings attached, this opens up incredible new opportunities in the dissemination of news and opinion. Almost 200 million views in just a week or two for about 20 minutes of total programming from Tucker. That simply rocks the cable news paradigm. They're scared to death of this. I, for one, am all about it. And you know what? Come on over, Rachel Maddow and Anderson Cooper. Let's see what you can do. Number 5, if you haven't yet seen my interview with Capitol Police whistleblower Lieutenant Tarik Johnson, you need to check it out. He drops some big bombshells about how he believes he and his fellow officers were set up to fail on January 6th, why and how there was a purposeful intent by Assistant Chief Pittman to have officers injured that day. Also, why Michael Byrd was put in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation with regards to the shooting of Ashley Babbitt. And also why Lieutenant Johnson believed that former Assistant Chief Yogananda Pittman, head of Capitol Police Intelligence, as he says, was the alpha and omega of what occurred on January 6th. So the links to that podcast will be included in the description below this video. All right, that's it for the day. I would like for all of you to please consider joining my Locals community, where I share content I don't put out anywhere else. It is free to subscribe, but for as little as $5 per month, you can not only get additional content that's shared anywhere else, but you can also support my continued investigations into government weaponization against the American people and the ongoing revelations about what really happened on January 6th. Just simply go to tpc4usa.com. That's TPC, the number 4USA.com, or from your app store, download the Locals app and then search for at TPC4USA. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, Truth Social. Thanks a bunch, and I'll see you tomorrow with more of 5 and 10.